Sleeping is one activity in which trying hard to achieve it can be counterproductive. Insomniacs know this, as do the doctors who treat them.
You can't really force yourself to sleep. You basically have to make your brain and body kind of conducive to having sleep come to you.
Dr. Catherine Middleton is medical director at the Sleep Disorders Center for St. Mary's Hospital and Dean Health System in Madison. She uses a wide range of treatments depending on the particular sleep problem, everything from medicine to machines to relaxation and visualization. The National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine recently reviewed a survey in which nearly 5% of insomniacs said they use non-traditional therapies to help them sleep. The center's Nancy Pearson says things like herbal remedies or behavioral therapy were often paired up with prescription medicine.
A fairly significant number of people said they used it essentially to complement another therapy, a conventional therapy.
Insomnia experts say people may turn to remedies not scientifically proven because patients are hesitant to bring their sleep problems to the attention of their regular physician, Dr. Middleton.
If they do bring it up with their doctor doesn't really respond in a very enthusiastic way about treating it. And I think that's in part because there has been a lack of education about sleep in medical schools and in training programs.
She says that's changing, but slowly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.